Because when do we say that if somebody is an all, someone who is an all and whose brother died from the mile, so he's like Yisrael Kosher, Yisrael Gomor, and he's as reliable as any Yisrael Kosher. That is, if he refrains now from being mal himself because he still labors under the impact of fear, lest it will affect him adversely and he too might die as a result of a mile, even though now he's already grown up. But suppose he had a brother who as an infant was nimel and he died machmas mile. Now he's a grown up, he's an adult. Now he knows that there is no danger for him to die machmas mile. But since his brother as an infant died machmas mile, so he doesn't want to be mal himself. Then he has a din of a mumah. It's only if he refrains from mile on the basis of the fact that his brother was died from mile, and he's afraid lest the same thing will happen to him. But if he knows that the same thing wouldn't happen to him because now he's grown up and the brother was an infant, but just because his brother was nimel machmas mile, he doesn't want to mal himself, then he is a regular mumer. So then he's not considered. Then there is no pikuach nefesh. He's not an onus. Right. It's double portion. It's a double portion. I mean, it's even a pellet as to why he has to mention it. Shchitos naso. Now, kusi zduki by susi shchitos naso. Elim kishocht lachirim lekabeim gambot masak. Vikosaf harashbo b'tiras habayis. Dafil chita kazayis bosav neiselei lo mehane kishishochad binel venatzmi. Mishum dho shchite. משום דו שחיתה לא יקסיבה וכל דו לא יקסיבה אבל גם די ארזק לא יסמכין עליה כי דו אומר בשעז גבי כוסים. So what does the Gemara say גבי כוסים? That there is a מחלקת between תנקם ודבשים גם ליל. That means, so of course Rav Lezer holds that כוסים מהחושות on everything, I mean, on everything, but there is a מחלקת between תנקם ודבשים גם ליל in a mitzvah that is הורזק ולא יקוסם, something that they are reputedly observant, the kusim, but it's not written explicitly in the Torah, like shchit, the shchit. So it's not written, it's not spelled out, the dinim of shchit. I mean, it has to be derech loche v'avoy, it has to be bitzavo. The Torah says it's a vachta, but the Torah doesn't say what this vachta means. So basically, shchit is loikosov, it's huziku, but the kusim are reputedly zoyer in that, in the dinim of shchiti, the dinim of shchiti. So according to Rabshim Gamliel, if it's uziku, even though it's loy kosov, so they are trusted according to the Tanakame, in as much as it's not written explicitly, even though they are reputed to be zoyer, so they're not trusted. So Mimele, the Rashba says, אפילו חיטה כזה היא סבוס על נסרי ומהנה כשיוח אביר לעצמי ושמדו שחית על הקסיבה וכל הקסיבה אבל על זה קלצה מכין עלי. In other words, that's totally מחלק ותן תנקמה לבשים גם ליאל, and we pass כבר לתנקמה not like לבשים גם ליאל לכל נתרש בו כדום הבישת גם מיקוסים וכן כזה בחיתו של אב גימו בשם הרמב״ן וכאינו לנקה תנקמה לבשים גם ליאל. So ממילא חיטה כזה היא סבוסו does not avail us. אבל הרמב״ם כוסף, סטוקיו ביסוס ישחיתוס נאסורו, וימשוך בפנינו מטרס, שאין עמקים וכחובים אלו שאין אמונים, למה לא יקלטלנו, משמע דחיתר כזה יסבוסו, ונאיצו למהנה, כי שייכל הוא עצמי. Actually, there is no strong דיוק from דלושן הרמב״ם. What does the Rambam say here, that if it's חיתר כזה יסבוסו, Vinesilei, so, and he said, that's not a good guy. What did he say? The Rambam says, they are not trusted. All right, so even, so what's the guy that he passes like Abshim Gamliel? Even according to Tanekame, they are not Nemon. But according to Tanekame, so not only are they Nemon, on the basis of the testimony, he said, they're not even if it's chidak as I suppose, so they're still not trusted. Because the Yahoshu, the Yahesh, then that maybe they themselves will eat the veil. After all, the dinim shchite are not spelled out. Are not spelled out in the Torah, even though the love of the Zichul Kol Nevelo is spelled out. But the Torah doesn't say what Nevelo means. Maybe, according to them, since they're not trusted, in spite of the fact that reputedly they are Zoyer in the Dinim Shrite, so they might say that as long as the behemoth didn't die by itself in natural death and you killed it, so it's not Nevelo. They can say that Nevelo means when it dies by itself, not when you kill it. But once you kill it, it's not available, no matter how you cut the throat. I mean, so it's not explicitly mentioned in the Rambam that even if it's chitak as ayis bosom nesilei, they still cannot eat. The Rambam only says in the morning leima, look you come. But the Shach was midayik from the Rosh and the Rambam. If the Rambam Shita had been that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel that chita kaza is bosa v'neisilei, so the Rambam should have said, he said in the morning leimach lechil kalno, so it's mashman, it's just too bad, there is nothing that can be done. If he was sheichet shaloi b'faneinu, then we cannot eat. But if he passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel, if he passes like Tanikame, so he should say that if Mechita Kazai is boss of Neisele is in effect. Why doesn't he say that too? So apparently he was Midayit from Moshe Rambam that it's only there not in the morning, but Mechita Kazai is boss of Neisele is effect. Is effect. But this is a very weak deal, Kesfar, as this Lashon of the Rambam is concerned. But there is a stronger deal, and the Gur pointed out. It's mentioned explicitly in the Rambam. So, in Perek Vov, Milches Avodi. Recording the Zavodim, Haloche, Bishisha Dvorim, Shomim Shikra Vodim Gitinoshi, who we show Dvorim Marin Kishtor al Shtor, Kishor Kolashtoris, Veil in Ashisho, Psulim Bahoi Shakum, Kshirim Bidakum, Utsirim Ksirishim Ashacher Ratsme, Vein Yachtovim Bim Huber, Vein Chesmini Deim or Zeb Nize, Echot, Gitinoshi Shavodim Shomim Mechmevi. Then Haloche Vobi says, Kol Shtar, Shiyeshamov, Afilu Eid Echot Kusi, Post. חוץ מגדינושים משוך העבודים שהקשירים בדחות ישראל ודחות כוסי והוא שיהיו כוסי חובר. That was before the Konis Chachomim that he should have a dino וקעקו. Now the Gemara in Gittin says that this price of כל שטר שיש לו אפילו לדחות כוסי is possible חוץ מגדינושים משוך העבודים accords with Reb Lezer. It doesn't accord with the Tanekami. It doesn't accord with the Tanekami. So the Gro says, so it's possible that the Rambam will explain the Gemara, even though the Gemara says Leilam Reb Lezer, so the Rafcha de Milse Nokat, the Afke Reb Lezer Kose, but Mikol Mokei, but it accords with Reb Shimon Gamliel as well. In other words, the Gemara says that this can come out even according to Reb Lezer, but. It comes out, it certainly is in accordance so he says, from that Gemara, since the Rambam passes this theme, and so it's a raya that the Rambam doesn't pasken like Tanekame, but it only paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Either he paskens like Chablezer, but it's impossible, it's inconceivable that the Rambam should pasken like Chablezer, so we have to say that the Rambam paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Anyway, the Shach was midayik from the Loshna Rambam the Cheshrite, but there it's not a strong deal. Oh, so אבל רמב"ם כוס הפסוקים בעיסוי שישתוס נעשו, וימשך לפנינו מטרה שני כביכובים, אלו שאימונים לאים עלוי כלכם. מה שלכת כזה, כוס אבני ישראל מענה כשאיך לעצמו. וכי מה שלה ביטור, שזהו דעס הרמב"ם, כמי שכוס אבא פרישי, ובח, ונראה לי, שתאים מקים דה אביי ורובה, אמרי גבי כוסים, now the question is, why should he pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Usually, when there is a מחלוקת תנאים between Tanakame and another Tane, so we pass like Tanakame. Not like that, Tane. So this is the reason as to why the Rambam paskens like the Tanakame. So why does the Rambam pasken like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Shach says, Shetai mikim da bayi v'rov v'amrika v'kusim kidim zeiro d'chei kazai bosom hane v'chei mashva kule sugi d'rishchu, because Abayi and Rov, they apply the mission, they explain the mission in accordance with Rav Shimon Gamliel's shite. Hakil, the Chathile, u'shchitoson, the Evet, so they Abayi and Rov, explain it in accordance with Rav Shimon Gamliel Shite. So since they explain the mission according to Rav Shimon Gamliel Shite, it seems that they pasken like Rav Shimon Gamliel. וכי מה שבכל הסוגית הרשרום, וגם בתום הסתום את אישה הסוסום, רבה של יום הכתבי, כוסום הכוסי גערו יסה. So the Gemara even asks, why doesn't Ravashi explain the mission according to the Kimtev Abayi and Rove? But the Kimtev Abayi and Rove is based upon the premise of the Aloche is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. If the Aloche had been like Tanakame, so the Gemara could have said the reason is why Ravashi doesn't explain the mission in accordance with the Kimtev Abayi and Rove, because then the Mishnah wouldn't accord with the Tanakame. So why did the Gemara say that reason? And the Gemara says, Kosova Kusim Geracho, you say? So it's a raya that the Gemara passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel, some melee, Rav Asher should also explain the mission in accordance with the Kimta Rabbi Yehon. We come back to Sola Ketan Kam Rav Shimon Gamliel, Alma Aloha Pesuke Hik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Vachirim, oh, so it says, so stuki by susi, so they do not have a din kak mochol dvarov because they are tinik shenishbo, but they are not trusted. So mele, in order that you should be able to eat from their shchite, so the mechaba says it has to be number one achirim in dogabeim, and number two b'tikesaki bot kolem saki. Oh, we got bot kolem achirim in dogabeim. Harash bo hitzrich sifram gimul. Harashba Hitzrich, she yegamki mumchi. A third prerequisite, the Rashba mentions. So the Mechaba doesn't mention the third prerequisite. Vabes Yosef Tamorov, kim she yisroel emid al gabov, lomoli mumchi. Ulikach lo yizke ka mumchi. But the question is against the Rashba, why? So why does he require mumchi? Mumchi. What's the importance of Mumche? In other words, so then we know that he knows Ilchashrit. If he's not a Mumche, maybe he doesn't know, and if he doesn't know, so what? It's not the ignorance per se that passes the Shrite. If he doesn't know, so it's very likely that he didn't check that in accordance with the Dini Shrite. But if it's a Achirim Eid Magabov, so who cares whether he knows or not? He can be the biggest Amoretz. But the Achirim saw that coincidentally he was sheichet properly. So mele. So why should have shechita b'psula if it's not mumchen? That's the kasha of the besiyos. Kim she yisolah besiyos of tamolov. Kim she yisolah megagabov lomuli mumchen. Ulkach li yisolah mumchen. Avul nireh li kamdaas harash bo. Vibisolah megagabov in tzor she yin mumchen. Zlikor amikotin she yirah miyodov li yilzim in alef. So the Rashba will also be made it. If it's mamish yisrael the magabov and he watches every second of the shchite of the kusi of the zduki, the kusi the zduki, so then it's good. But when does the Rashba require mumche in the case of yisrael yitzev nichnas? Because vis-a-vis kusi, mele now vis-a-vis zduki by susi, they have the same din as kusi. Prior to the Xere, at least that he should have a din of a kakum. So you pass like Rove. that it's not necessary that he should be mamish in the gabon. That his yitzv nichnas is enough. By yitzv nichnas, then he must be mumche. Because if he's yitzv nichnas, that means he didn't see the actual shrite. But he comes, he goes in, he goes out. I mean, so every, let's say every half hour, he goes in to take a look. But the shrite took place in the Israel's absence. So b'meila, if he doesn't know ilche shrite, so he might innocently have made the shrite improperly. So the Rashba requires a mumche only in a case where a Yisrael is yitzv nichnas, but in a case where the Yisrael is even a gabav mamish, then even the Rashba will be made it, that it's not necessary that it be a mumche. Ratish Yisrael yitzv nichnas. Hitzrich mumche, the dilme la badaiti. The Yisrael, viu liyoda sheze osea. Le Yisrael, the liotes mene. So the dilme la badaiti Yisrael, viu liyoda sheze osea le Yisrael liotes mene. In other words, but if Yisrael needs to be nichna, so then the tzduki, the kusi is afraid. The answer is, when is the chayach to rely on the fact that the kusi is afraid? If he knows that it's wrong, so then he wouldn't do something that he consciously, that he knows is wrong. But if he doesn't know ilcha shchite, so he might have made it rose, thinking that that's the proper way. So it's not shayach to say he's afraid of the Jew who might step in any moment. מינור אינו, תאפינו הרשבו דמחמיר, כוסה, the רשבו is מחמיר and he requires that it should be a מומחה, so כוסה, and then the רשבו is מחמיר, not only that he requires מומחה, he's מחמיר in another respect, that he paskens like the תנקם and not like רב שמעון בגמליאל. אבל הרשבו דמחמיר, כוסה, דינסדוקי הוא בייסוסי, כי דינקוסים כלים זרע. I mean, the Rambam says that in Perek Vav Melachas Avodim. V'chein kosva kesef mishne gufe. Siv Perek Dalet Melachas Shchita. V'chein kosva Rambam Perek Vav Melachas Avodim. V'amechabal kamon simen reish samach zayin siv mem zayin. Dizduki u baisusi em ki keidem keidem zeire. Uvikusim keidem zeire kosva ateizves. V'yorosh dein tzorev dikasaki. D'lui domel Yisroel mumer. V'fi she yedei ashen Yisroel sein mecholov. V'yorei shem oiv dikasaki nacho. Hilkach nizam. מלישכי ויסקים פוגום, אבל ישראל מומר לא ימיותס, שלא יבדיקו אחוב, לפי שמחזיקים איסי לישראל, עד כאן לשם. So even the Rashba, and all the other Rishim, Tesis and the Rosh, they say it explicitly, that when is it necessary to be made a kisakin, only vis-a-vis mumer litov? Because in mumer litov, is so sure of his status, as a Jew, and as a good Jew. I mean, the Mumer Litov, he considers himself as a good Jew, all right, he's even a Averes Litov, but he's still a good Jew. So Mimele, he's not afraid lest the Israeli, who are not Mumrim, will check up upon him. Why should they check up upon him? He's just as Jewish as they. So Mimele, it is necessary to be Beidik Isaki, but if the Israel is not made in the sakin, so then it's possible that the mumer litovim used a sakin pogum, and he wasn't afraid. And why isn't he afraid? This is what Teisves says, and all the Rishonim agree with that Teisves. That and why wasn't he afraid? Because he takes it for granted. No one will check up upon him because everybody knows that he's Jewish. Mashenkin litabikusi. So even though, according to Mandomar, that Kusim Gireyem is saying, but the Kusim themselves do not think that the Jews consider them as regular Jews. The Mumer Litov takes it for granted that the other Jews consider him as a regular Jew, but the Kusim are not sure of the confidence that the Israelim have in them. So Memele, they are very much afraid to do something that is wrong, lest the Jews will check up upon them. So in Mele, we don't have to resort to be exactly. So all these Rishenim say, that vis-a-vis Kusi, it's not necessary to be Bedik Isakin. It's not necessary to be Bedik Isakin. As long as the Yisrael is Emet Al Gabov, or even just Yitzir Nichnas, we pass like Hove. So then, the Kusi is afraid. Now, and the Rambam says that Tzduki by Susi today has the same status as a Kusi prior to the Gzeire by Ravam and Ravase, that they should be like Akum, So Mimele, so just as the Kusi prior to Ravam and Ravase's Gzeire were not Nechshad, and it wasn't necessary to be Bedik Isakin, so Tzduki by Susi today it shouldn't be necessary to be Bedik Isakin. That's the Kashi. We are Rosh, the Yisrael of the Kesakin, we don't Yisrael Mu'el, the Shidesh, the Yisrael Seim Echolof, we are Hashem Yiv the Kesakin Achof, we can Yisrael Mu'el, the Shidesh, the Yisrael Pogum, Avu Yisrael Mu'el, the Yisrael Mu'el, the Yisrael Achof, the Shema Zikin Yisrael Yisrael, Ad Kan Lishen. Now, so the Gro, Rabbi Kveger, they both mention that they are a few Rishen. Of course, most Rishen agree with Tesis and the Rosh. That vis-a-vis Kusi, it's not necessary to be Bedik Isakin. All that is necessary is it should be Yisrael, it should be Yetzir Nichnas. But the Shita of the Ran and the Ritvo in Chum is that even, it's not like most Rishenim, that even vis-a-vis Kusi, so it is not enough if Yisrael is Yetzir Nichnas. In addition to Yisrael, Yetzir Nichnas, it is necessary to be Bedik Isakin. Because Bedik is Yisrael Yetzir Nichnas is necessary in order that he shouldn't make a dros, he shouldn't make a chlode, he shouldn't make a niko, he shouldn't make a shie. And Bedik Isakin, Yisrael Yetzir Nichnas is that he shouldn't do any of the psulim. And Bedik Isakin is necessary in order that he shouldn't use a sakin pogum. He shouldn't use a sakin pogum. So, in Mele, it's possible that the Mechaber was Cheshish for the Shite of the Ran and the Ritvo. True, the Shite of most Rishenim is not like that. And then something else is possible. That it's not that the Mechaber didn't pass on like Tesves and the Rosh and the Rashbo, most Rishenim, who say Pe'echot, that Dikasakin is only necessary vis-a-vis Mimum Alitov, because he is very sure of himself and he is sure of the confidence that the Jews have in him. Masha'inke Ligabi Kusi was not sure of the confidence that the Jews have of him. So even though we pass him Kusim Gerem is saying, but he's not sure of the confidence, so Mele is Mirtas, so it's not necessary to be Bedik Isakin. So maybe the Mechaber paskens like all these Rishenim. It's not that the Mechaber paskens or is cheshish for the Shita of the Ran and the Ritvo. But maybe the Mechaber held that there is a difference between Ikusi and Itzduki. True that the Rambam says in Perek Vov Milchas Avodin, that Akusim, that Hatzdukim Achshov, Heim Kvoi, Hakusim, Kedim Shegozo Aleim Lieske Akum, that's in regard to the Dealoche, to the question as to whether a Kusi, as to whether a Hatzduki has a din of a Mumer, Kakum Chodvor or not. So, the Rambam deduced, just as we see from the Gemara, that prior to the Takone of Ravam and Ravas, so a Kusi did not have a din of a Mumuchatere Kule. Why? Because he was a Tinik Shenishbo. So it's looking today also are a Tinik Shenishbo. So it's in regard to this that there is an analogy between Kusi, Kenim Shegozo Ale Nieske Akum, and it's looking today. Look at that. Mashain came in regard to this aloche that Ligabi is Kusi. So it's not necessary to be Bedik Isakin. Why isn't it necessary to be Bedik Isakin? Because the Kusim were not sure of their own status in the minds of the Jews. So they were miotas. So that is based upon the mitzies. That was based upon the mitzies. So the mitzies could be different in regard to the zdukim, because the kusim were not born Jews. The kusim were not born Jews. They were descendants. The kusim are the Samaritans. So they are the descendants of those Samaritans, those Shomrelim, who were Migaya themselves, Machmas Darois. And as the posik is made, as Adishem Hoyu Yireim, Veselehem Hoyu Evdim. So there was some question about their status. And the Atanoim would say that Kusim Gearoisi. We passed that Kusim Gearoisi is saying. So, but they are not regular Jews. I mean, they went through a Gerus that was not a perfect Gerus. Even according to the Mandoma, that Kusim Gerem is saying, alright, but it wasn't the proper thing, Lechatchile, to be Mikabil such Gerem. So, Mele, there was some question in the minds of the people about their status as Jews. So, Mele, they were not sure of their own status. So, even though we pass like the Mandoma, Kusim Gerem is saying, but they did not have the reputation as Yisrael Gmorim. But the Tzdukim, I mean, they were regular Jews who deviated from the path, who are capable of Teirah Shebal Peh. So Memele, they could be sure of their status in the eyes, in the minds of the Jew, of others, of the regular Jews, I mean of the Israeli Sheri. So they are not afraid. If they are not afraid, we have to be Beit Itzaki. Shuv motzasi v'zor chiyun, shuv motzasi v'sif alechem chamudeis, shetamu gamkin al hachaba b'zei. Ayin shom. Miu kol zeh midine. Now, look at what the Gros says. Oschol beis, v'gam botku. Das atzme. Uchvotomu ol of kol ha'achenim. Why Teisa Shom Beidik? What does Teisa say? What does Teisa say in that Teisa? The Bamaschol Beidik. That vis-a-vis Kusim, it's not necessary to be Beidik Saki, because the Kusi is afraid, he's Mirtas, because he's not sure of his status. So, V'chim Kosu Kla Poskim, the Tzorei Chalim Dal Gabo. Why in Beritwa Shemiforesh, the Tzorei Tamdike Saki Mikusi, V'chidoye. I mean, but the Ran also says the same thing, like the Ritwa. So, well, that is not the Russian of the Gro himself, that somebody Talmud put it in the parentheses. So what he's saying, that we could say that the Mechaber passes like the Ritva. But we don't have to resort to that Mechaber passes like the Ritva. Maybe the Mechaber passes like Moses Rishenim, that vis-a-vis Kusim. So it's not necessary to be Beit Itzaki. But the Mechaber might distinguish between Kusim and Zdukim. As a matter of fact, it is, you couldn't apply one general rule for all times, for all generations, because that could vary. It all depends as to what kind of a reputation, what kind of a status the Kusim, the Tzdukim, the Karoim have in the minds of the Jews. In the minds of the Jews? So it might be that in certain times, the Karoim, the Karoites are considered as regular Jews. Mimele, they're not Mirtas. Mimele, they are not Mirtas, and maybe in other times. So they're not considered as Jews. When the Nazis, Yimach Shmom, occupied Warsaw, so they instructed Professor Balaban, he was a Jewish historian, Meir Balaban, so that he should make a study as to whether the Karaites, in Warsaw there were no Karaites, but there were a number of Karaites in certain places that were occupied by the Nazis, and the Nazis wanted to know whether they are Jews or they're not Jews. If they are Jews, so achas dosom lohomis. If they're not Jews, so then they can be spared. So the Nazis instructed Professor Meir Balaban to make a thorough study of the status of the Karaites, whether they are Jews, whether they are descendants of Jews, and whether they're not descendants of Jews. Of course they are descendants of Jews. But Balaban, made a study, and then he wrote a whole paper, and he showed, with spurious proofs, because he wanted to spare their lives. So with spurious proofs, he showed that the Karaites are not descendants of the Jewish people. Which is completely false. But the Nazis accepted it, as a historical truth. And they were not killed. So the Karaites were not killed. But of course, the Karoim, they are descendants of Jews. Matter of fact, the founder of the Karoim was Onon. He was a descendant of David HaMelech. He would have been the Rish Galuse if he hadn't become a Kefer B'Tir Shebal Peh. So he would have become the Rish Galuse, but because he became, he deviated from the path, so his younger brother so became the Rish Galuse. So that could be, that the Mechaber holds that as far as Dikasakin is concerned, that depends what kind of a reputation they have among the Jews. So it could have been that in the time of the Mechaber, the time of the Mechaber, so that they were considered as regular Jews. So Mimele, they were sure themselves of their own status. If they were sure themselves, so Mimele, it's not shy to say Mirtas. So Mimele, they required B'dikasak. Shum Yala. Miu calls them Idini. Abo B'chumes Rabbeinu B'tzalel. Simen Gimu. Kosa. Dahayne Dafke. B'tzdukim U'b'aisusim. Shebizman HaKedem. Shehoyu Lohen. Kamo Mides Teves. אבל באילו הקרואים שבזמן הזה שקלקלו מעשיהם וגם איך למשחית אס ישראל שחיתו סון אסורו אפילו ישראל אימי דלגבוב וראו ששוחת יופי איינשו. So there is a very long tshuva in the tshuva Radvaz, a very long tshuva. The Radvaz also agrees with the shita of Rabbeinu Bezalel, but I think that there are other poskim who are chilik on Rabbeinu Bezalel and the Radvaz. The Radvaz was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Bezalel. But I think that the Marikash and also Rabbeinu Yo Mizrochi are chilik on Rabbeinu Bezalel. In other words, Rabbeinu Bezalel says that when does the Rambam say that it's tzduki u'baisusi does not have a din of a mumul chalater kule ke'akum? And Shchitose is Muteres, as long as we know that he did it properly, he's not Ke'at Mechol Dvorov, only in regard to the Rambam says it, only in regard to the contemporary Tzdukim of the Rambam. In other words, the Tzdukim who lived in the time of the Rambam. So the Tzdukim who lived in the time of the Rambam were gentlemen, and they showed respect towards Chazal, they talked with respect towards Chazal. They didn't believe in the Torah Shebal Peh, so they were not at fault for that, because they were raised that way. But except for the fact that they did not believe in the Torah Shebal Peh, they were gentlemen, and they showed respect for the Chazal. Mashein kein, mashein. So they didn't have a din of Ke'akum Chodvo. Mashein kein, the Tzdukim, the Karoim. In the time of Rabbeinu Bezalel, that was a little after the Bes Yosef, Rabbeinu Bezalel. So, Mashein kein, the Tzdukim, in the time of Rabbeinu Bezalel, so they had showed chutzpah towards Chazal, and had a negative attitude towards the Jews who believed in the Torah Shebal Peh. So they have a din of a Ke'akum. So even if it's Achirim Lim Lagabom, just as like a Shechita of a Goy, Achirim Lim Lagabom, and he sees that a Goy is Shech properly. So it's the Vele. Now, and the Radvaz agrees with him. I think Rabbi Yoav Mizrochi is Chelik, and he said that the same din of the Rambam applies even to the Zdukim of the later on, who were not gentle and who didn't show any respect towards Chazal. Now, what's the reason as to why Rabbi Bezalel and the Advaz say that the Tzdukim of the later generations who did not have Midas Teves, so Kilkul Maseyem, so Shchitos Nasor, they did not hold off, there is really, it's really mentioned in the Chuvas Rambam. Because there is a Chuvas Rambam, about this din that the Rambam says that Shchitas Duki is Ksheiro if it's Achirim in Lagabov, if we know Ishecht properly. And the Rambam says that the reason is because the Karoim do not have a din of meaning. Only a Shchita of a Min is Asur. But they are not meaning, except Im Loi Pokhetve. So the Rambam mentions Im Loi Pokhetve that if a certain Tzduki he was peiket fei, in other words, he was vicious. If he's a vicious stuki, and he was leig, in other words, what does it mean peiket fei? In other words, if he's belagli gal chazal and he talks in derogatory language against chazal, then the shechit is asur. So the Rambam says it in so many words. So why is Rabbi Yon Mizrochi and Rabbi Rikash? Why are they chelik? So now we have to understand this Rambam. Why does the Rambam say in the Tshuva Im Lo Ipokrotve? Let's say vis-a-vis a Tzduki first generation who was not raised as a kefir. So even if he's the biggest gentleman, he's Gadol Chodov. I mean, there is no distinction between an apikeres, a kefir, who is rude, and an apikeres who is a gentleman. An apikeres is ke'akum chodvov, so it doesn't make any difference whether he shows respect or he doesn't show respect. So why does the Rambam say in the tshuve im loy shepok chutvei, implying that if he was peikatvei, if he talks with chutzpah about chazal, so then he is a mumen. What difference does it make? After all, it's not because of chutzpah that one has a din of ikakum chodvarov. It's because of his kefir. But as far as the kefir is concerned, so he's a tzidik sheni yibo. So what difference does it make that whether he's a gentleman or he's not a gentleman, whether he has midas teves or he doesn't have midas teves? The answer is, why do we say that he's not kakum chodvarov? After all, he doesn't believe in tel shebal peh. So he should be mumul chatere kule. The answer is because he's kiyomus, he's a tinnik shenishbo. So that's the gzeras hakosuf of ki yishgu yasu mikol hamitzveis holomadi tosha akifah bavrizole kilomid mukhalatir kule. That means that if he's kiyomus bavrizole, even though bimtzias he's not made the mukhalatir kule, but he's an onus, he's a tinnik shenishbo, so he has a din of a mukhalatir kule. So that gzeras hakosuf applies to someone with an onus. Now, so we can say he's an onus. He's an onus on the fact that he's not a maimon. Because if a person is not raised the proper way, so he cannot be blamed for not being a maimon. A munah has to be inculcated by parents, by teachers. But if he was raised in an environment of kfire, so memeila he cannot be blamed for it. But you cannot say he's an onus. But you cannot say that he's an onus for using rude language against Chazal. So memeila he's not an onus on that. So since he's not an onus and he's a kefir, so memeila he has a din of takum chodvov. That's the pshat. That's the reason, the rationale of Rabbi Bezalel and Radvaz. Now, why does Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrochi? Why is Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrochi chilek? But after all, and how is Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrochi chilek? After all, the Rambam says so in so many words in the Tshuva that a shchite of that it's tuki, the karoyim do not have a din of katan chodvov unless im loy shepok chutvei. So he says in so many words that if pok chutvei, so memeile, so then he has a din of emumah, katan chodvov. And Rabbi Bezalel and Radvaz say that the contemporary Tzduki were milagli kal divr chazal. So they spoke with hatred against Chazal. So what is it? Rabbi Yom Mizrachi is chilek on the mitzias in the evaluation of the tzedukim of the amin. That's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. So if Rabbi Bitzalel and the Radbaz say that the contemporary tzedukim were miladlik al Chazal and they showed sinet towards Chazal, so obviously that was the mitzias. It was not a controversial fact. So why does the Rabbi Yom Mizrachi chilek, and he says that even the contemporary tzedukim did not have a din of imumer of kiyak mechavarov? So apparently it seems that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yom Mizrachi and Rabbi Bitzalel on one question. Of course, the Rambam says in so many words, "Im loy shepok chutvei." So that means that those karoim who showed chutzpah towards Chazal, they have a din of imid, and they have a din of kiyak mechavarov. But the Rambam has reference to, let's say, generally the tzedukim, the karoim in the time of the Rambam, as Rabbi Bitzalel says, "Hoyulem kamo min hastevis." They were gentle and they showed respect towards Chazal, and the same thing is true of the tzedukim bisman Chazal, because Tesis Neirem says, now Tesis Neirem has the kashe, why does the Mishnah say that the tzedukim can be mevatel shus, is not kiyak mechavarov, but they were mechal Shabbos and Isuret Rabbanon? So Tesis gives the teretz that out of respect towards the Chachomim, so in the presence of the Prushim, they were not mechal Shabbos even in Isuret Rabbanon. So. But that was the average tuki, so they were not milaglik v'divrei Chazal, but they were a mute of tuki in the time of the Rambam, who did not have these midas teves, who were rude and abusive towards Chazal. So when the Rambam says im loy shepok chutvei, implying that those who are pok chutvei, who are milaglik al Chazal, so they have it in of kiyak mechavarov. So he had reference to those mute tzedukim who did not have the midas teves, and they were not anusim and this ligluk al Chazal, because the tzedukim were raised to be kefir and teresh baal peh, but they were not raised to be milaglik al Chazal. So if someone was milaglik al Chazal, so it was midaiteoro, he did it. So it was birtzeine, he was not an anus. But Mashiach came, the average tzedukim in the time of Rabbi Bitzalel, in the time of Rabbi Yom Mizrachi, so they were all raised that way to be milaglik al Chazal. That was an integral part of the chinuch, not only to be kefir and teresh baal peh, but that was their creed. It was an integral part of their creed to be milaglik al Chazal and to be sein al Chazal. Just as in many generations and in many places even today, so it is part and parcel of the Christian faith to raise their children with prejudice and hatred against the Jews. So that was part and parcel of their upbringing, to raise the children with sine and with ligluk towards Chazal. So Mimele Rabbi Yom Mizrachi held that just as they were considered onsi, kinikshe nishbo, in regard to their kfir and teresh baal peh, so they are considered onsi in regard to this negative, abusive attitude towards Chazal as well. So what difference does it make whether he has midas teves, where he talks as a gentleman in respect to Chazal, or he talks in abusive language against Chazal? If they hadn't been raised that way, so they would be kiyak mechavarov, even with the midas teves. So the only reason as to why they're not Kiatum Chodvorov is on the score of their Kvire is because they were raised that way. So they were raised to be Milagrik on Chazal as well. And they would say that when the Rambam says that if Izuki is Pekat Faith, so then he has it in of Kiatum Chodvorov, the Rambam has reference to Izuki who was just raised not to be a Maimon. But he wasn't raised to be a Milagrik. And then he died here, he's Milagrik al Chazal, so then he's not an Onus. But if Izuki is raised from the cradle with this attitude towards Chazal, so just as he's an Onus with Kvire, in an atmosphere of Kvire, so then he cannot be blamed. But as far as an attitude is concerned, so what if he was raised? I mean, you couldn't say that the Nazi children who were raised with an attitude of sine toward Jews and that they should kill Jews, that they are losing. Because this is something that the Seichel is mechayev, that Rishtiche is a terrible thing. It's in regard to Emunah you can say that if someone is raised in a certain way, so he's an onus. But in regard to this negative attitude, the sin attitude of living towards Chazal, so that even if he was raised that way, he's not considered an onus. According to Rabbi Bitzalel and Radvaz, and according to Rabbi Yom Mizrochi and the Marikash, so it's higher to say onus even on that. Alright, most of the Niki Mumel Hot Kule, can you go to the South? Bishayin Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua, who may view the Akimish. Now, the Nikulis, the Tas says, the Niki Mumel Tom, so the Nikulis Akese says, Umidibre Hagoy Shay Vesi Bishach Shay Menu Mokia, Din Zerbe Mashmaki. That Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua should mean that he only has a Din of Mumel Tom that he's not trusted. But he's not a din of, he doesn't have a din of Imuruch HaTerekole. It's not Mashma. It's Mashma that has a din of Imuruch HaTerekole. Alright. Finally, come and see me Kofites. Rotzoleima Kishom Sivyut Posak Amchaber Dishchitos Itcheo. V'chim Posak Marshal. V'chim Posak Marshal Shom. Now. Oishi Yisrael HaKosha. Now. Why is it that Rabbi Yitzchok Yozorua says that he has a din of Imumer? What's his Mokeya? So I mentioned it. The Gro pointed out because the Moker is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nevov, like a Ksiva Stam. So there's a Lochel Bakshire. So the Gemara says that he Moser. So Sivatira Shekosvi Moser. Sivatira Tfil Mezuzah Shekosvi Moser. So he's Psuah. He's Psuah because he's not about Zvich. So he says Yesh Machshiri. So, Oschov Gimu, Mosah. So the Gros says, Moshikosov Begit, Mosah, Shnema Ukshalta, Vio. Ho Adin Kam, Litam Ri Shnema Vizavach. So Litam Ri Shnema Litam Vizavach, as we explained it last time. So Litam Ri Shnema Vizavach. So that means that an Akum is possible Ishchei because it's not about Zvich. So we make a Mele, one who is not Makpid on the Vele, is he's not a Balzvicha either. So in Mele, it should follow that the Mosah, just as the Mosah, is not a Balzvicha. So obviously, Balzvicha implies not only that he should be Musar and Shire, but he should be Zoyer in Shire. Because the Mosah is certainly Musar and Shire, but he's not Zoyer. So Balzvicha also implies not only that he should be Musar and Shrite, but that he should be Zoyer in Shrite. He should be Zoyer in Shrite. And my mingo, as the Rambam says, Ligabik Shire, my mingo. So in Mosea, he's not considered to be my mingo. Why is not considered to be my mingo? But somebody can be in Mosea and be my mingo. I mean, like, it happened already. It happened that so-called Orthodox Jews are Mosri. So the answer is Al-Bidin, he does not have a din of my mingo. Because my mingo means that he has to be motivated by Emunah, and if he can sink so low that he can master Yisroel Chavere Leyanos, so Mumele, so his Emunah is not worth anything, so his Alpidim is not considered as a Maimon. So this is what the Gros says. V'adin kam litam rishon emunah mizavachto, mashen ki litam Rambam, that the reason as to why an Akum is possible Ishreit is because
Because we call of Khaltan Zifnei, so that only implies that an Akum cannot check. What does it do with Mumma? What does it do with Mumma? But Khal Shabi Faresian, so he has a din of Kakum Khalmoro. But Moser, there is no aloha that the Moser is Kakum Khalmoro. Oh, now, then he says, he knows Khabdalet. So he says, El Dasa Rambam, the course says, El Dasa Rambam Yesh Lehakshir. The Yalif Mikro, the call of a Chaltan Zifre. So the course says, right. Now, Sif Chob Zayin. Oy she Yitzchir Lakosher Vikomer Apostle. Mashma, Yitzchir Apostle Vishchir Vikomer Akosher, she's Lakosher Vikomer Apostle. Psul Olam Edvor Namurim, she's Lakosher Vidova She Yisei Yisei Nedeile. Ki Mivei She Dibere Lakone, Avun Yisra Apostle Vichotzi Kone, Vikomer Akosher Kshei Mashma, Hoyim Shochet Akosher Orob. מישהו אחת החתין אפוסטל כושר ואוכל משמע בשעס ברכם ודחום וברשי שום ותיב דה כושר שחת רוב סימן and then the מורפס was completed by the פוסטל, by the אקום לצל so it's כושר why? Because you don't have to שחת it all together so mainly it doesn't matter that the אקום finished the מורפס of the סימן ויהיק שבדרישה, סימן חוב גימור, סיף חס, דהורה של פייסל שיר במיוד בסרה. So here too, אין בישראל. קאט, רוב סימן. And then the מיוד בסרה of the סימונים was completed by an akum. So even though you don't need it, but according to Rashi, it should be worse than not being completed. When it's not completed, then we say, Rubetikule, so if he cut, let's say, Rav Simen, so that's enough. Rubetikule is considered as if he cut the whole Simen. But if he did finish it, and he cut it with Psul, so then we cannot say, Rubetikule, that the cut of the Rav, Behechshe, should be considered as if it had been done, that the cut of the new Basra with Psul should be considered as if it had been cut Behechshe. If it wasn't cut at all, it wasn't touched, then we can say Rubi Kikule. But if it was cut, but with Psul there was a Shia in the Midbasre, then it's worse than not being Mishret altogether. So the Drishe is the Kashe. The Drishe is the Kashe. So here too, just as Rashi Pasol Shia in the Midbasre, so Rashi should Pasol Shochat Mishret Rov on the Israel, ונשחף מיוד בסרה על ויעקום שלא הוא זו מפוס ויעבח או ותירץ so the דרישה גיז את תרץ דהוכה שענה כיו שאחר גמר השחיד כיו שאחר גמר השחיד so as the שח will point out what the דרישה means what the דרישה means is that even according to Rashi the cheer be מיוד בסרה puzzles so it's only because what a cheer is Shia means he was sheichei, let's say, Rav Simonim, and then he took a pause, he rested with the sakim, and then 5 minutes later he finished the simen. He finished the simen. So mele, true that if it's not nishrat altogether, so then we say rubi tikule, and the cut of the rov would be considered as if there had been cut on the whole simen. But if he did finish it. But he finished it with Psul, so then it has a Chaleishem Shchite with Psul. And if it has a Chaleishem Shchite with Psul, that's worse. Masha'inkei. So, in other words, so then it is a Shchite. And it was done through the Psul of Shia. So then it's possible. Masha'inkei. If a Israel cut Rav Simon, then an Akum cut the Miud Basre, so the Shchit as Akum is not a Shchit altogether. So then it's considered as if it hadn't even been Yishchat. So even according to Rashi, it's clear. When does Rashi say that the Miud Basre puzzles if the Miud Basre was Yishchat, but there was a Shia? Mashenkin here, if the Akum finished it, so that means the Miud Basra was not even Nishra. So what was Nishra? The Rov was Nishra. the mute basket was not nishchat. So memele, so it's kosher, even according to Rashi. This is the shachol, say it again. This is the pshat in the fish. Va'abach, but the Bach, he says, misunderstood the Drisha's kasha. You see, the real kasha of the Drisha was inasmuch as according to Rashi. So Shia bin Yud Basre passels, so Shchita Sakum bin Yud Basre should also pass. That's the real pshat in the, that's the real pshat in the Drisha's kasha. But the Bach misunderstood the Drisha's kasha. And the Bach thought that the Drisha's kasha was that inasmuch as according to Rashi, Shir Yud Basre passels. Now, here we had two shochtim. First, the Yisroel was Sheikhait, the Rav Simonim, and then after the Yisroel finished shechting Rav Simonim, so then the Akum came. So there must have been a certain pause. I mean, though, it is impossible that there should be continuity of Shechita with two shochtim. Since there were two shochtim involved, so obviously there was a certain pause. And after all, there are several shittes as to the shiur of shir that passes. And according to one shite, so even a very slight pause would constitute the psul of shir. So the kasha, so the Bachad thought that the kasha of the drisha was inasmuch as the behemoth was nishchato on the two shochtim. The first shechet was Israel. The second shechet was an Akum. So the second shechet could started to shech after the first shechet in Israel put down the sakim. So there must have been a certain interval. So mele, and that interval must have been equal to the shia according to some Rishonim. So the mele, it should be possible on the score of the psul of Shia. This is how the Bach understood the Drisha's kasha. In other words, this is not the true, this is not a true explanation or the understanding of the Shia's kasha. The true understanding of the Shia's kasha is that the Drisha asks that according to Rashi, the Chia bin Yud Basre passels, so Shchita Sakum bin Yud Basre should also passel. That's the real pshat in the Drisha's kasha. But the Bach didn't understand it that way. So the Bach thought that the Drisha's kasha was, here we should have the psul of Shia itself bin Yud Basre, because it's highly unlikely that there should be two shochtim. There should be two shochtim, especially in Ov, let's say. Ov, so the Shio Shia in Ov consists of the amount of time that it takes a sheikhet to shech once in it. How much time does it take a sheikhet to shech once in it? A minimum of time. So that minimum of time certainly must have elapsed between the completion of the Shechita by Israel and the beginning of the Shechita by the Akum. So it should be possible on the basis of Shia bin Yud Basre. This is Rabach even the Kutra Sachim Simezeh of Simcha of Gimu the Kushiose, in other words the Kushi of the Trishe Amayim Paskin Hochem Mishim Shechita Mishim Shia Al Koch Hochiti Kolo the Hochem Eivim Kichobi. So Mimele the Bach, so he was massive on the Trisha. He says, the Ocha bin Chovim Yishleina Bishame, the Yishir, Abo Bishol Chavere Piseles, Viteime. So the Bach says, Viteime, the Oefsha, the Ocha Mayra Bishol Shiyoshir, Vikam Yishleina Dleke Shiyah Tulamashu. What do you say? But by all, it's impossible there shouldn't be any Shia or a Mashu. It's possible that means that the Israel was shechting, and as the as the soil was finishing, the Akum started to shear, to finish the new basra. So there was not even a minimum of shear. Minimum of shear. Ella Kushyote, the kasha of the Drisha was something else. Die Regen schier Pesel bei mir Basre, auch ein Name schritt dazu auf die Pesel bei mir Basre. Ein Schom, schachim was mir Gott sagt, aber wenn ich ein Name die schier in Chiluk, bin hu lachel, bin hu lachel. So that was, but the Bach thought that the precious Kashi was based upon the Pesel of schier per se. So and the Drische gave the Teret, the Shami Kim Shachar Gima Shrike. So the Bach thought that the Drische Teret was there is no Psul of Shia if the Shia took place between the Shchitas Yisrael and the Shchitas Akum. So the Bach is massive, what different does it make as far as Shia is concerned? So it shouldn't make any difference. So as long as there was Shia between the completion of one step in the Shchita and the beginning of the second step in the Shchita, so there should be Shia. Even the first step in the Shchita was done by Yisrael, and the second step in the Shchita was done by Akum. But so the Bach is asking that Kasha against the Rishia because the Bach misunderstood the pshat in the precious kasha and in the precious parents. But the real pshat in the precious is that it's not that the precious was bothered. How can it be kshero? But after all, no probability, there was a certain pause, a minimum pause. So maybe it should be possible on this course, shia. No, the kasha of the precious was just as according to Rashi. So shia believed basket puzzles. So according to the same wonders, Shchita Sakum in Miyud Basra should pass. Not because of Shia, but because of Shchita Sakum. Oh. Aber wenn noch ein Name, die Shia in Chiyuk in Lacher, und ich mache mich einfach mal Poskin, der hat schon Name, der Eiche, die Sheshochat in Chovim an Miyud Basra, ach, Shia, Shia, Psua, und mit Komo, in Mira, Luritareitz, die Hoche Shana, die Hoche, Amin, and this, and this kasha of the Prishe. Yohor in the Kichobim Pinsel al Kishayisim Ayse Treife Uchidise Bishas Yichol Aposke Yilukach Achashan Mishra Toro Sumi Mitrefe Avo Bishi Alin Aftu Amide Bimayse Treife Alo Kibi Vishchite Shayach Bimiyud Basre Visho Vichoza Vishochat Habal Ishi. So in other words, he's saying that when does Rashi say that she apostle Bimiyud Basre, then he says the Shia Pasal in Basra, so that's like Gabi Shia, because as far as she is concerned, so even though the Miyad Basra is not a Semaisi Talpiz, because Chotikon Epov is also kosher, but if he does share, it has a Chalishem Shchite. Since if he does share, it has a Chalishem Shchite, so if there was any pause between the beginning of the Shchita and the end of the Shchita, there is a Psul of Shia. Mashein came when the new Basra was done by an Akum. So since an Akum is Nismai from Shchita through the Posik of Izobachto, so Mimele, it's not Shayach to say that an Akum Shchita should pass away in something that is not in Semaisi Tarkas. Because even Chotzikon Epov would be Chotzikon. So he doesn't even have a Chaleishem Shchite. So he doesn't have a Chaleishem Shchite. So maybe Shchite Sakum couldn't pass away. Shchite Sakum can pass away in something that has a Chaleishem Shchite. But here he does not have a Chaleishem Shchite. Oy, the Reva Kone, when the boy, in Shochet Apostle Reva Kone, אלא אפילו שוחד, הקושר, חוצי הקונה, וישלימי הפוסל רובי נאמתו, וגומה הקושר כשיר, ואפו, so that there he says, אבו יישו הפוסל חוצי קונה, וגומה הקושר כשיר, ואפו גם בקיים אלון, אישי אפילו כל שיר, טריפה, בין ביקונה, בין בבישת, so maybe if it's גומה הקושר, so there was a משהו שיהיה, it's Gomer HaKosher, the change of hands. So master involved in Masha Shia. So the answer is, why do we say in Simen Chof Alev, the Shochanor paskins that even a Masha Shia, even 1 second Shia, even a pause of 1 second passes. Why? Because of the possibility, ordinarily, when a sheikh checks, he doesn't take a hold of the corner. He doesn't take a hold of the corner separately. He just cuts over the flowers, of the base of tzava. So in Meila it's possible, so in Meila we say that if there was shia, even a culture, so it is possible very correct innovation. Now, so Bishlam Bibeshet we can understand. Because Bibeshet, the halacha is that Nikafa Beshet Dimashu, so Tasu. So Mele, if there was a shear of Imashu of 1 second, as he was cutting the Beshet, so we are afraid maybe there was a Nikapa Beishet, and then so maybe it's possible, but because so even if it's Nikapa Kone, so it's not possible because Chotzikone Pogum is kosher. So why do we pass on Shia Dimashu, Baby Kone Baby Beishet? The answer is, normally when he starts cutting the kane, he might have cut the vision as well at the same time. But suppose he takes out, he gets a hold of the kane, and he holds the kane in his hand. He pushes out the kane, and he holds it in his hand. So then when he cuts the kane, so he's sure that he didn't start cutting the vision. The Veshe, so Mele, so there couldn't be any Shia in the Shechitas HaVeshe. So this is what he's saying. The Avon Gav, the Kaimon, the Shia, to the culture, we say that in the Kone Veshe, the Kolmuk, the Mishkachas, the Haidin, and Amel, we've done, Teichet, the Tochas, the Kone, the Vati, the Yodin, the Kosher, after we've done, Uch, Mishikosu, the Sof, Sinai, Chofale, because if he stays the Kone, the Yodin, so then he's sure, and then he starts calling the Kone. So he's sure that he didn't start calling the Veshe, because if he doesn't hold the kone in his hands, then it's possible that simultaneously with the cut in the kone, so he also started to cut the vision, and then he stops for a moment, and that moment might have been equal to the time it takes to cut in the knot. And Rav Simon Echot, so it's already the psul of Shia, but if he takes a hold of the kone, his hand, and he starts cutting the kone, so then we are sure that he didn't start cutting the veshe. So how could there be shia? There couldn't be any shia, because he just started to cut the kone, and the veshe didn't start to cut. And he cut, and he finished cutting the kone, and the all. So that's already enough. So there is no shia. Alright. Hoy in Yisroel upos leil zim disaki. Vishenk di mitzuro. Vinyitzorich leima im kolecho tzakim ebiyot. Uveo zorua. Uveo zorua. Vagoyes oshre. Rish bekam lechul machshir. So the zorua is chelik. And this din of the mechaba. I mean this din. So is mentioned by the Rasha. I mean, this din of the Mechaber, Hoy Yisroel Apostle, Ilaz Yitzhak and Sheikh in Tzuro, is mentioned by the Rasha. Bereshit by the Rasha. When the Mechaber passes by the Rasha, but the Zeruah is chelik on the Rasha. And why is the Zeruah chelik on the Rasha? Because there is a Tisekta Mefereshes, not by the Rasha. So Zeruah goes Osher, is become the whole Machshir, the Chayyu B'Tisekta. וכי פוסח מרשאו, בקוס הדורידו מבין כמון, נאו, what's the ראיו, the רשבו? The רשבו says, הוא ישרול ופוסלו יובין סעקים שיחקי פסור. So the ראיו is from the, from the Mishnah in Chum, we learn that Schneider is Misaki. So Echod is Sheikhed Mishin Dabba Posse. And the other one is Sheikhed Mishin Dabba Koshe, also it's Posse. Let's say, if there are two Israelis who Shech, the baby, one Israel has no, doesn't entertain any Machshavas Psules. Let's say, Yadim Zorel, Hach, whatever. And the other Israel, the Sheikhed, entertains the Machshavas Psules. So it is possible. Then the Mishnah says, some Mele, the Rashba, the Jews, the same thing is true. If Israel and Nakum, both Shech, it's also possible. So the Yazahua says no. In day, because over there, when you have two Israelis who are engaged in cutting the simonim, one Israel does not entertain any machshavas psul, and the other Israel, the sheikhet, entertains the machshavas lishimhar, I mean the machshavas psul. So the melee, the machshavas psul of the other Israel puzzles it, even though there was a shrite done by the Israel. But the other machshavah psulo puzzles it. Mashen came when Israel the Nakum Shech. So the Nakum doesn't have any machshavah psulo that puzzles it. But the Nakum Shrite is not a good Shrite. Alright, but the Shrite can be supplied by the Israel Shrite. By the Israel Shrite. So it's no right. And the Yerzohua, why is the Yerzohua Chilik and the Rashbo? Because there is a deceptive refreshes. The Deceptor says, Yisroel, the Akum Sheikhtim, so Yishritos and Sheikh. Uvezru Agor is our Shrikish, but Kamechum Machshir Chim, Deceptor, the Chim Posek Mashal, because of, we don't do a common Simen Hei, that's the Moker of the Rajbo, Bishnaim Sheikh is Misakim, the Echot Sheikh, Shindom of Posel, Shepesel, the Hosha Machshir is Hashem Chim, Machshir is Hashem Chim, Posel, Abel Hocha, Bistamel, the Kehobi, Oy Mune, Abel Yosser, and Shinu Abni Shchitim. So the Shchite, of an Akum of the Mumer is not a good Shchite. But we have a Shchite of the Israel too. So the Shchite is supplied by the Israel. Vim kein, ki she ish achir ba Shchite zuose, I dayo. Dayo. But there we kosher. We chen kosher abach. So the Bach agrees with the Shchite of the Ozoa. The Bach agrees with the Shita of the Ozoa. Many times the Bach is Machmir, but here the Bach is Mekir, in other words, because of the Tesef. Then the Shach says, V'chein nira midivar Rambam. But that's a very plain view. The Bach says, the Shach says, that from the Rambam it's also Mashma, that is Chilik on this Din of the Mechaber, which is the Rashba. The Rambam agrees with the Ozoa. And it is in accordance with the Tesef. According to this, the Chayim Yirav Diva Rambam Shekos Abdin Dibbez Yechse Misaki Bifel Beis Vilo Yintin Likos Vei Yadacha Seif Kol Apsuli Mishchide Shepel Zalem. So it's a very plain deal. In other words, because the Rambam in Pel Beis Yur HaShchite he mentions these dinim of the Mishneh there. In the Mishnah that from the Tesam Beis and then it continues in the Mem and Aleph, Hasheichet v'shem Horim, v'shem Goyim, v'shem Yonim, v'shem Yoris, v'shem Yiboris, Shchitos Yitzurot. Shnai Mirz and Bisakim, v'shech ten Echot, v'shem Echot v'kol Eru, and v'echot v'shem Dova Kosher, Shlos Yitzurot. So this being the Rambam, that Hasheichet v'shem Horim, v'shem Goyim, v'shem Yam, v'shem Yoris, v'shem Yiboris, Shlos Yitzurot, the Rambam mentions the Beis Yitzurot. That the Nakum is Roy Mumea is possibly three dimensions of Gerald Alp. Where does the Rambam say, Schnei Mirz in Bisakim Vishichti, Echot Vishim Echot Nikolayu, the Echot Vishim Dobo Kosher, Vishutos in Psulo, that dimensions in Gerald Alp. If the Rambam Shite had been in line with the Shite of the Rajbo, that Yisroel Vakum Sheshoch to the Yacha, so Vishutos in Psulo, so the Rambam should have waited with this Aloche to Gerald Alp. After mentioning the Aloche, the Tate Akum, and Yisrael Mumer is Kosel Yishrei, he should have mentioned Schneider and Misaki, Yisrael Akum, Yisrael and Yisrael Mumer. So, Shchitos Yitzur. How is it that Rambam mentions that only in Perek Beis, where in Perek Beis he discusses the Psul of Hasheichet v'Shem Horim v'Shem Goyim? So it's a right that Rambam agrees with it, with the other one, the Goy Tashem. It's a very faint diet, very faint. Because, first of all, the Rambam doesn't say, just because the Rambam mentions that Regabe Machsheves Psur, and he doesn't mention the same thing Regabe Akum in Soil, it doesn't mean that the Rambam holds in connection with Yisroel Nakum, that it doesn't share. And then the Rambam followed the example of the Mishneh. The Mishneh mentions Schneider's and Isaac in connection with Machsheves Psur. Why should the Rambam mention it in connection with another example when the Rambam can mention it the way the Mishneh mentions it? What kind of a deal is it? So what he says, the Chayyir and the Rambam, שקוסה עבדים דברי זרס ומסעק עם יותר די ולא היתו לקוסרי עד אחר סביב כל הפסולים בשחיתה של פרד ד' ומכל מוקרים הבח חושש לאח חושש לאח even though the bach is disposed towards the shite towards the shite of the Yazahua but still is חושש לאח now the question against the Mechaber and Rashbo is that it's accepted in the so the whole Hashulah says Or HaShulchan gives two terutz in here on this kasha against the Rashba from the Deceptor, the Deceptor in Pereshes. Deceptor says Yisroel v'akum sholeir zim yisakim v'shechti afil echod no mailo v'echod no mato v'shchita som shech. So Deceptor in Pereshes against the Rashba, against the Mechab. So Or HaShulchan gives two terutz. One terutz is that in the morning of Mekamed, Afnun Gimu, there is a machlekes as to whether Shnayim Sheziku. Suppose a certain hezek is done by two. It's done by two, whether it's done by two people or it's done by an Odom and a Sheira. Well, a certain hezek is done by two. Either done by two people or done by an Odom and a Sheira. Another in the Sheya, Sheya Beotom Shetoch for the Beya. You see, so whether we say Haikule Zeikovet, Haikule Zeikovet, or we say Haikauke Zeikovet, the Haikauke Zeikovet. If we say Haikule Zeikovet, the Haikule Zeikovet, suppose, so then it would follow that if, let's say, Ruben Chile would be Mazin. Oh, Ruben and Shimon Sheya would be mine. Would be Chayveil in a person, or would be Chayveil in a Sheya. It doesn't make any difference. So if we say, Haikule Zeikovet, Haikule Zeikovet, of course, normally, each one pays ahead, even with Haikule Zeikovet. But suppose for some reason, you cannot collect from one man. You can collect from one, and from one you cannot collect. Let's say, either because he has no money, or let's say one mazik is a kohen, he's potter. So if we say, haikule is a kohen, haikule is a kohen, and one, let's say, is not mechuyev to pay for some reason, because he's a kohen for whatever reason, so then the one who is mechuyev to pay and can't pay, so has to pay the whole mazik. If both are mechuyev, and both can pay, so another. So then there has to be parity. So each one pays ahead of the next. But suppose one cannot pay, not mechuyev to pay, or cannot pay, so then, and one can pay, so if we say haikule zeikovet, haikule zeikovet, he has to pay the whole damage. But if we say paudia zeikovet, So even if for some reason one does not have to pay or cannot pay, so the other one only pays ahead, no matter what happens to the other, because poverty is income. So we pass that high poverty is income and high poverty is income. So the first tenet of the Rosh Hashanah is that this shiloh, when it's soiled in an akum, let's say, shech together, whether the shechita is a good shechita or not, so it depends, I mean it's not muchach at all, it depends whether we say high quality COVID or high quality COVID. So the safety holds like the Tanoi, the Tame, that high quality COVID, high quality COVID. So the mail that means if Israel and Akum shech together, so it means that the Israel does a full maize shchite and the Akum does a full maize shchite. So that's why the Tosefta says, Ksheno, God, the Rashbo and the Mechaber say, no, since we pass like the Mandoma, like the Tame, the Pauke Govet, so that means that the Israel did only a heavy maize shchite. So it's not Ksheno, you have to do a full maize shchite. That's one thing. But then he says, another teretz, and the other teretz is better, because it's mistabea, that even if we say, haikule zeikovet, and haikule zeikovet, so that has relevance with a mazik. So each one is a full mazik. But we got a shchite, so we could say, that since shchita saku is asuro, is psuro, so if there is a shchita saku also, so maybe it's asuro. You see? Alright. But anyway, that's one tenet of the Rosh Hashanah. That the case of Yisroel v'Akum Shishochtu together is told in Machlekes, in the Gemara that from Gimel Bolokame, Mishnayim Shosu Nezek, was a Kulet Zekovit or Pauke Zekovit. So that is said, calls it the Mandoma, the Kulet Zekovit. So that means that Yisroel did a full Shchite. So we don't worry about the full Shchite of the Akum. Because we have the full Shchite of the Israel. Masha'im kein, we pass like Mandoma, Pauges in Kovet, so here, if Israel and Akum Shech together, so the Israel does only heaven with the Shchite. So it's not a good Shchite, we need the Shchite as Israel, a full Shchite. The second territory is, no, the Tein Yochanane, that is, that the Rashbo and the Mechada hold, that Gabi Shchite, if there is a Shchite Sakum, so it's a good Zuhon. Even if we say that Haikul is a Kovit, even according to Mandoma, Haikul is a Kovit, that's Mazik, so each one is considered a full Mazik. But in Shchite, so it's not a Shchite as Israel. Shchite as Israel means it should be exclusively Shchite as Israel, not if it is done jointly. But, so why does it have to say Israel, the Akum, Yisroel v'Akum sho'yir zin v'saki m'sheikh v'nachu v'achod m'mayu v'achod m'mato sh'tos m'sheiro. So the Deti Sefte, according to the Rashbo, has referenced the case where the Yisroel was doing the whole shchite, and he would have done the job without the siyua of the Akum. And then the Akum was misayeya. And we have a halacha that shnayim sh'osu, let's say, Tabi Shabbos. So shnayim sh'osu, that if one does and the other one is just misayeya, let's say, suppose I carry out Ruben and Shimon. So Ruben carries out a din on his shoulders on Shabbos in the Rishus Rabin, and then Shimon comes along and he puts his two fingers beneath the board. In other words, he puts it in such a way that without the work of Ruben, he wouldn't be able to carry out the board, but Ruben without the help of Shimon would be able to take it out, to carry out the board. So Masayeya would be mamish. So here too, according to the Rashbo, the Tosefta is referencing the case of Yisroel v'Akum sho'yir zin v'saki, where the Akum was only Misayeya, and Yisroel was able to do the shchita to cut the Reb Simonim without the help of the Akum, and the Akum without the help of Israel would not be able to do it. So in such a case, the Shkita Sakum is not Nechshav. So Mele is Kshero. But when both do the Shkita, in other words, each one by himself, without the other, he would have cut the Rav Simoni, so then it is possible. So this is a better point. Now, one thing that the Shach says, which is difficult, when he says, "V'chei mira midivrei Rambam, shekos abim dibeis erzim disakim b'teret beis, v'lehim zil mikos v'dach, sikku apsum v'shchit, Hashem t'ayit alem." So it's mashma, is it daif, and moshe Rambam, that the Rambam made this with their Zohua, that Yisroel v'akum shishoch tu yachad, so yishvitos on shere. All right, so the deity is very tangy, but apart from this, Mitzadasvore, it doesn't seem reasonable, according to Rambam. You see, because I mentioned many times that the Rambam Shite is, that the Psul of Akum Yishchite is deduced from the posik of the call of Achalto Mizifre. So, Holomaditur Shizifre Aso. And the other Mishayim say that it's Ismail from the posik of Zavach. But the deceptive mention is the posik of Zavach, so according to Rambam, it's Asmach. Why do we have to resort to this Asmachte? The answer is the Gabutumas Nehem. Because the Rambam Shite is the Shite Sakum Yidna Nochi Lichobi, so he is only also a Bimbeil of the Reise. But it's not the Tantumas Nehem of the Reise. Not Tantumas Nehem. So the question, and the Rambam equates it with Freite, I mean, Shite Sakum and Freite. He equates Akum with Freite. He equates Akum with Freite. He equates Akum with Freite. So the question is, what's the equation between Akum and Freite? Freite, so the Shchite was a proper Shchite. The answer is because there is a special halacha that by Freite, Shchite is not the matter. And that's the drosha in the Sefri. We see how come Veilo, even Veilo, Shchite, Menayim, from Lema, Kol. So the matter of Shchite is lacking, Gabi Freite. So in other words, as far as Tumas Neveli is concerned, that depends upon my Shchite. In other words, in the Behemo is Mesa Mirel. In other words, what does it mean, Mesa Mirel? Mesa Mirel means if no Maisi Shchita was realized, then it's the time of Mesa Mirel. But if the Maisi Shchita was realized, whether it is a good Shchita or not a good Shchita, as long as the Maisi Shchita was realized, then it's not Mesa Mirel, and it's not the time of Mesa Mirel right. But as far as the Mesa Achilot Mirel is concerned, it doesn't depend upon Maisi Shchita alone. Even if the Maisi Shchita was realized, but if for some reason that Maisi Shchita is incapable of being Matia, the Behemah, so there is still an Israel of Nehra. And the best Raya is from the Gemara that from the Kimur he wanted, that if a Zah eats Psar Chatos or Eid, now the Chatos or Eid, so it's all the Mulike. So, if who is allowed to eat the Chatos Psa Chatos Eif Kehan? And when a Kehan eats Psa Chatos Eif, he's a kind of mitzvah. But if he's Zavit, so the Gemara in Yevome says there are two Yisroel. One Yisroel is an Yisroel of Zar Sheochel Kedesh, and the other Yisroel is, the Yisroel of the Veilet. How can it be? But he cannot be higher from the Veilet because he's a Chalal Yisroel. But in vain of this, why should it be nevele? By coaching, by Chatos Eif, so Mulike is in lieu of Shchite. If a Kehan eats it, he's Mikayim a Mitzvah, and if he's a Mitzvah. So, he's in a Mitzvah nevele. The answer is, because wherever a Shchite is realized, and here the Mulike is like Shchite. So in lieu of a Maise Shchite, we have a Maise Mulike. But wherever a Maise Shchite is realized, but for some reason, the Shchita is not Mata Vachile, so maybe there is an Isar of Achille, of the Veil. And here, the Melike is only Mati of vis-a-vis Kehanim. It's not the Mati of vis-a-vis Zomim. So maybe there is an Isar of Achille. Oh, so maybe, according to the Rambam, according to the other Shemim, who did use, well, my Takum from Zavachto, so it's like Nizbichom Eleo, like Isaki, that fell off the table and accidentally cut the simonim of the behemoth that was on the floor. So, it's becoming to Mr. Leon in the right, because there is no mice shrieking. Like Shrieger's cave. so you can come to Mr. Leon the Reise. So, Shrinas Akum is also like Shrinas King, because it's this mile from the Wachter. But according to the Rambam, it's only a smacht as far as Akum is concerned, the Drosh Yom, or the Wachter. So, as far as the Reise is concerned, it's this mile from the Kol Achaltam Zifrei. So, that possibly doesn't say that the Shrinas Akum is no Meise Shrite. That the Shrinas Akum is a Zor. But the Meise Shrite, in Meise Shrite it is. But, so then you ask, it's a sumo, so let it involve the nisarese, not the love, but he is the nisarese. That it's a sumo, so the male, the shrit is not the matia. If the shrit is not the matia, so the male, it's the love.